Okay, so I think we're going live here. Seems like there's a 14-minute limit on this. So, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Now, if there's nothing new under the sun, and we know that the whole truth is in Christ, and that Jesus spoke it all into existence, then guess what? If the whole truth is in Christ and He spoke it all into existence, so what you're in has to be coded back to see the architect of all creation. Let me say it again. If somebody writes a program, you learn their style, you know who wrote the program. Somebody builds a house, builds a table, whatever, you see their handiwork. So if God Himself wrote this universe, then there's code in the universe. The way I was able to decode it took me 10 years, it took me 7 years, 6 or 7 years, and then it took me really 10 years to really get the gist of really what's happening here. Still learning. It's a lifelong process, but it's been 10 years. Almost. 2012. February of 2012. 10 years, 11, almost, let's see, 12, 8, almost, that's 8 years, yeah. So anyway, the holographic truth, the word holograph means completely written by the hand of one person. Some people write books, but many people contribute to the book, you know. And they get credit for it, you know. But it's written by the hand of one person, holographic truth. And so, God wrote a script, and you see that Jesus was prophesied in the script. It was written. The Old Testament pointed to Jesus. The Psalms, everything pointed to Jesus. And so if it was written for Him, are you greater than Are you outside the script? If God wrote a script for His Son to go to the cross that you might have eternal life through the grace of life, if God wrote a script for His Son and you're acting inside that script day by day, there's nothing new under the sun, right? Then you're playing out what's already been played. And you're learning how to play the game or play the theatrical episode of your life, different scenes and series and episodes. Everything's a series, everything's a scene, everything's an episode. You're learning how to play it out. It's real, people. So if you can see the holographic truth that everything points to Jesus, every object that you look at, every shape, every color, the phonics, everything is encoded with the same truth. So that means it's a fractal hologram. And it also means that you're in a 3D book. Just like there's a 2D book, just like there's cartoons, you're in a 3D cartoon. And the flesh is nothing but sin, and the flesh is nothing but cartoon land. The real deal is the spirit mind, the mind of Christ, seated in the heavenlies. The real you is not down here. The flesh side of you is not the real you. That's fake reality. The sin, the mistakes, the pride, all that stuff is not really you if you're in Christ. So you're learning, you're going to be judged for things done in the body. Why? Because you know better. Because how do you know better? Because you're in Christ. We don't preach ourselves. We preach Jesus because we know that everybody's a beggar at the cross. Everybody has made mistakes. Everybody's stumbled. Does that mean you keep justifying stumbling? No. You go around the... Are you tired of the going around the mountain? Going around the mountain? Going around the mountain? Going around the mountain? Are you tired of the same old mistakes and weaknesses and stumbles? Are you tired of it yet? The purpose of the cycle, CYC, the letter C is 3. That's what I'm going to title this. You've been psyched. You're in a cycle of being psyched out. God is psyching you out. You didn't even know it. The devil's trying to psych you out, and God's trying to pull you out. The devil's trying to keep you in the flesh, in darkness, and blinded, but God's trying to move you out of the darkness. So it's a psych. C-Y-C-L-E. It's psych L. So C is 3. The letter Y is 23. Let's see. Let me put this on pause because I want to make sure I know how many letters in the alphabet. Let's see. Not okay. T is what? Hold on a minute. I lost my train of thought. Okay, yeah. So 26 letters in the... Okay, so here we go. The letter T is 20. 20, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. 26 letters. Now the letter Y is 25. So you got C, Y, C. So C is 3. Y is 25. C is 3. When you're doing this live, it's hard to... You've got so many data points that you want to talk about, but you don't get them all in. CYC, God is psyching you out. Now, so 25 is what? It's B-E, to be. And so while I put this on pause, I looked up the word be. And it means to be, to exist, to come to be, to happen. I am, I will be. So when we see Jesus, we'll be like him. To be, just being, to exist. Cycle. So if you take the B-E and turn it in reverse, where it's E-B, it goes back to ebb, the ebb and flow of the tide. So the tide of life cuts off the flesh because it goes back to A-P-O and it means off, away. So the flesh is being cut. The flesh mind is being cut. So the ebb and flow of the tides are cutting off the flesh mind to turn you into B. I am in Christ. You're not outside of Christ, you're in Christ. So the ebb and flow, the 33 surrounds the 25. C-Y-C-L-E. So the ebb and flow of the tides of life. You put tide in the washing machine. Tide. T-I-D-E. So T is the cross. Your identity in the Spirit. E is Spirit. So the ebb and flow of life. The tide. The psych. You're being psyched out by so many games from the devil, from the world. But God is greater than all that. And God is using that for your benefit to psych you out even more. To get you to hate Babylon. Hate Egypt, hate the flesh mind, hate the old Adam, and he's moving you to the spirit mind, and he's cutting off through the ebb and flow of the tide, the cycles, C-Y-C-L-E, the cycles of time are cutting out the old Adam so that you walk in the new Adam. The cycles of time are cutting out the old Eve to get you to walk in the new Eve. Old Adam, new Adam. Old Eve, new Eve. Old person doesn't exist anymore. That person's dead. You're a new creature in Christ. Moment by moment, day by day, being sanctified, the ebb and flow of the tide of life is psyching you out and cutting you to pull you out of Babylon. But you because you're born in sin, you're hanging on. It's like a baby crying, coming out of that womb crying. So you're coming out of the womb, the dark flesh mind, the fake reality of the flesh mind, and you're being birthed into the spirit mind. That's what's happening. It's real, people. So anybody who's judging you, they're going through the same process. Doesn't matter if it's the preacher, doesn't matter if it's everybody's at a different stage or level. But the flesh, like the Apostle Paul said, the flesh is nothing but sin. But that's not, he says, but that's not who I am. Read Romans 8 and you'll see. Romans 7, you'll see. Read Galatians, you'll see. this, he says, who can rescue me from this dead body? I wish I could think of that movie that was out, but this, what happened was this man, he married this woman, but he just married her for money. But anyway, she was naive. She ended up getting killed in a car wreck with him. They just got married, and so she was dead, but she was, for some reason, she was able to walk around as a dead person. But he started smelling that she stunk. And her skin, she was dead, and she was walking around in a dead body, and that's what's really happening. Your skin, your fingernails are dead, your skin's dead, it's peeling off, your hair, the life is in the blood, right? So your hair is dead skin. You're walking around in a body that's dead. But the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal bodies. So you're in a mortal, dead body. You don't want to be in that. You want to be in a spirit body. And how are you going to get there? You got to get saved. When we see Jesus, we'll be like him. You got to get born again. You got to get tired of the death. You got to get tired of the darkness. You got to get tired of the lies. You got to get tired of the fake reality. And you want to move to the light. So, what was I talking about? The cycle of life. God is psyching you out. God is changing you. The devil's trying to keep you in darkness. The devil's kind of, when you start to get free, they attack you. They try to kill you. They lie about you. They try to defame. No matter what they say about you, though, you don't preach yourself. You preach Jesus. I know somebody said this today. I can't tell you who it is, but somebody says something to the effect that they were appreciated of these people under them because these people make this person look good. In other words, it was all about her image, making her look good. What? What? She really said that? Yeah, she said it. So it's all about fly monkeys. So when people rise up in the system, it's all about trying to make them look good. But we don't care about that. We point to Jesus. We know we're not good. We know we've messed up. We know we fall short. We point to Jesus. And those who are really saved understand that. They understand it's all Christ. It's all Jesus. And he gives us gifts to go out and try to pull some people out of Babylon. But he tells us in Galatians 6, you that are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, lest you fall in the same temptation. He tells us that. That's a sign. Long story short, we already won because we're seated in the heavenlies, but this process of down here is a cycle birthing process. And the 25 goes back to BE, and it goes back to the ebb and flow, cutting out the flesh through the cycles to turn you into an image of Christ. That's what's happening. It's real. It's real.